This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, our INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight with Emmanuel Sequeira is with Hayden Hyde with the Castlegar Rebels. I'll chat with Chase Heat head coach and general manager Kyle Evans. Boy, they're off to a good start. Also on the podcast, we'll talk again with Quinnell River Rush broadcaster Evan Wolf. So heading into week five, the best KIJHL records belong to the Princeton Posse, the Nelson Leafs, the Kimberly Dynamiters, Grand Forks Border Bruins, Columbia Valley Rockies, and Revelstoke Grizzlies. Week 5 began on Tuesday, Kimberly and Quinnell with W's. On Wednesday, Asuyus handed the Posse their first regulation loss of the season. The parity in this league is crazy. Heading into the weekend, let's talk special teams. The Chase Heat with the best power play at 25.6%. Revelstoke is next at 25. When it comes to the penalty kill, Beaver Valley is tops at 92.3%, followed by Revelstoke at 90.5% and Williams Lake at 90.3%. The top scorer is forward of the week, Brayson Dubé from the Kamloops Storm at 16 points, with four young men tied for second at 15. Levi Astle, Border Bruins, Matthew Langdon, Posse, Tristan Wheel, Dynamiters, and Jaden Rusnak, 100 Mile House Wranglers. Amongst goaltenders playing 120 minutes or more, Blake Sittler of the Posse, 4-0 at .960 save percentage. Goalie of the week, Gibson Horn, also with the Posse at .942. Michael Makowski, Sycamuse Eagles at .938. Hayden Hyde, the Rebels, .937. And Connor Stojan from the Nighthawks at .932. Time now for the INE Plus Nutrition Player Spotlight with Emmanuel Sequeira. Boost your energy naturally with Canada's best-tasting super greens by INE Plus Nutrition. Abundant in over 50 antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals, INE Plus Super Greens will improve your immune and digestive systems, increase your energy, and enhance your mental clarity. You'll feel better overall, almost like you can tackle any challenge. Shop now at www.inenutrition.com. That's www.inenutrition.com. And use the code KIJHL10 to get 10% off your order.
Sedillas and sent back the other way. Two Rebels back. Look out. Here's a chance for Thompson in all alone. Made a nice move. Can't get a shot away. Now he does, and it's a glove save by Hayden Hyde. Sprawled out on his stomach. He reaches up to rob the rocket right in close.
I'm joined by Hayden Hyde, goaltender for the Castlegar Rebels. Hayden, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me here, Emmanuel. Glad to be a part of it.
Hayden, how do you feel that you've played so far for the Rebels?
I feel pretty good. I've played 4 games so far. It's a lot of fun. I like the guys. I think we have a good organization here, and I think we're heading in the right direction and going to do some good things this year.
I've seen you a bit in action, especially the game you guys have played twice against Golden, but first one that went into a shootout, you guys ended up losing 3-2, but you looked very solid in that game. I mean, what's the comfort level like for you?
Thanks. It's pretty good. I like it. Working on my reads right now, so trying to be super aware of everything, see everything as it's forming. So I think it's a good speed for that.
And so how would you describe your playing style?
As a goalie, I'd say I'm pretty athletic. In my playing style, I'm not super technical, pretty athletic, like a little unorthodox maybe, but anything to get it done, really.
So when you're playing at your best, what are some of the things that you're doing?
Not thinking. That's a big one. I can't think when I play. If I get like two in my head or overthink, everything falls apart. Having fun is when I play my best.
How do you get out of your head so you're not thinking?
Just like stay loose all day, you know, nap in the morning and then I'm there to hang out with the boys. I'm there to have fun, just do what I love, you know? Not really put too much pressure on myself, not think about it too much, just have fun.
What made you decide to come to Castlegar to play for the Rebels and have that part of your development path? Because you originally came from the Lloyd Mr. Bobcats in the AJHL.
I got injured in main camp with Lloyd. Things didn't work out there. One of my old teammates, actually, a good friend of mine, Josh Hogman, is on the Rebels. And I played with him and Lloyd. 2 years ago. We played U18 together and we stayed in touch. I knew he liked it out here. I knew that he was saying they did have good things out here. Like, boys are good, coaches are good, community's good, fans are good, great place to play. So I hit him up and then that was my connection here.
So what's the adjustment like for you since joining the Rebels?
It's a little different living in DC compared to Lloydminster, Alberta, but I love it here. It's a lot of fun.
What are some of the things that you like about the group, especially like how it plays on the ice?
I like the boys' effort. Like, no one's showing up and like not giving it their all, you know? Everybody's going out together. There's no like beef between the guys. Everybody's just has the same goal and everybody's on board. Everybody's doing everything to win.
So coming into this season, obviously you work on different things to become a better goalie, but are there any specific areas that you're really focused in on?
I'm focused in on my, like, for technical aspect of goaltending, kind of my tracking, awareness, just reads, like seeing the game a lot better, getting some good game time in, you know, really honing in on my awareness piece for the most one. I'd say that's the biggest one.
That's Hayden Hyde, goaltender for the Castlegar Rebels. Hayden, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me.
The Player Spotlight is a presentation of INE Plus Nutrition. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, now available on YouTube. Still to come, the voice of the Quesnel River Rush, Evan Wolf, and Heat head coach and general manager, Kyle Evans.
Strauss got a one-on-two. Now Morris jumps in on the play. Morris moving back, can't settle the puck down. Now he does. Strauss back to Morris. And David shoots, scores! Josh David with the overtime winner. Nice play at the blue line. And far down hammers that one. What a great game. And the boys got a little dance going.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the head coach and general manager of the Chase Heat, Kyle Evans. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing well, Mark. How you doing?
Very, very good. Let's talk about the Chase Heat. Are you happy with the start?
Oh, it's been more than we can ask for. You know, you see a team that won 11 or 12 games last year, and for them to get off to a 5-2 start, it's been you know, everything we've wanted. You know, the kids have worked so hard so far throughout the start of the year, so they've gotten what they deserved, and we're hoping the wins keep coming.
What's been the biggest surprise for you coming into the organization as a head coach?
You know, I think the caliber of player that was here, you know, like I said, you see a team that won 11 and 12 games, you think you're coming into a situation where it's going to be, you know, quite a bit of a rebuild, and that was far from it, to be completely honest. We had a lot of returning talent, a lot of depth, you know, that maybe someone walking into this type of situation wouldn't really get. And you know, our scouts did a very good job before I was even brought on, bringing in some high quality kids and some high quality players. And it's just been, everything's clicked so far, and we're hoping that it continues that way.
My spies have told me that the biggest thing they've noticed is during practice, it is hard practices, high level competitive. Talk about the practices and the way the guys seem to be eager for more.
Yeah, no, I mean, from day one, guys have been bought in. They've been eager. You know, they've been working hard. They've loved the, you know, the compete level and the intensity of practice. And that's where it all starts. You know, have some more game-like stuff. So we've tried to give that to them. And to their credit, they've bought in and they've been, you know, completely on board with it. That's where it all starts. If you want to be a team that's hard to play against, you have to have those intense practices where guys are battling against each other. And they've done that to this point.
Talk about some of the players that have really stood out for you in the early going that are really vital to the success of the Chase Heat.
All of our 20-year-old group, you know, Meyer Gom, Lyndon Robertson, Jalen Davidson, Kieran Armitage, Josh David, and Caleb Pramack. All six of those guys, not just what they bring on the ice, but also what they bring off the ice. They've been very good leaders, leading by example, setting a good example for those rookies, kind of taking them under their wing. And then obviously the impact that they have on the ice. They've been our go-to guys. They've been our leaders so far. And for those guys, I think that they're just starting to scratch the surface. I still think that there's some more there that they can give. And I still think that some of them, you know, expect a little bit more out of themselves. So they're vital to our success. We know that. And, you know, they've been living up to it so far. A lot of young guys we've been very happy with. I mean, Malcolm Anderson, for a kid coming in from AA hockey in Alberta, he's made the transition very well. You know, he's hard to play against. He's got a big body. He's a 6'3" kid, so big stick. A kid that's really tough to play against, so we've been very happy with him. You know, some of the younger guys, like Jace Kosamaki, he's made some real strides this year, playing with a lot more confidence, and, you know, he's been very effective on the forecheck, and I think he's actually been, you know, pretty snake-bitten in terms of points. I think he could probably have 5 or 6 more the way he's been playing. So lots of talent up and down the lineup. I mean, our D-core, you know, with Zenko and Morris coming back, those two, you know, skilled offensive D-men, they've been very impactful. And then some of the returning guys, you know, they've all stepped up. They've been playing with some more confidence. Carter Welke, Graham Willie, Declan Rosewall, they've been, you know, playing with a lot more confidence than maybe they had in the past, and it's kind of showed in their game. And then the big fella on the back end, Eric Seifker, I mean, he's been nothing but steady since he's got here, which is not always what you can say about a first-year player.
Every year you want to win a championship, but, you know, aside from that, what do you want your players to get out of the program?
Well, we want guys that are coming in with something to play for, right? Whether that's, you know, they're moving on to a higher level junior, whether that's moving on to a college opportunity. We want guys who are going to be here that have something to work towards. So that means, you know, if they have that cookie that they're trying to play for, they're competing hard at practice, you know, they're working hard, they're being a good teammate, all that stuff. So those two things are vital, that hard work, that compete level, being a good teammate. Those are the kind of guys we want. We want to build a culture where guys are working hard and develop that winning side of the culture, right? I know there's some really good, talented hockey players here, but winning is a hard thing to do. And a lot of these guys have, you know, a lot of lessons that we're going to have to go through over the course of the year of, you know, how a winning team acts, how they conduct themselves, how they respond in certain situations, how they pull out big games. And I feel like we've had a few instances so far where we've learned some lessons along the way. I look at the, you know, our Sicker Moose game, I look at our Golden game, and then I also look at the game against Quinnell where, you know, it got away from us there. So it's about learning lessons. It's about competing hard, and these guys have done nothing but do that so far.
Big game tonight against the Issouis Coyotes at home, and then, of course, tomorrow against Merritt. Talk about what Chase have to do to be successful this weekend.
Both teams are highly improved. You know, Merritt picked up a few guys over the last couple of days, and I think that they're going to be a bit more of a handful, you know, moving forward. And Osoyoos, you know, big win the other night against Princeton, and they're always going to be a tough team to play against, right? They transition the puck really well, so, you know, that's something we're going to have to be aware of. For us, it's sticking to our game. With our small rink, you know, we've done a really good job with our forecheck, being aggressive, being hard to play against, putting pressure on teams, and that's, you know, we're going to have to do. We're going to have to stick to our game and do what we do best, and, you know, I'm very confident heading into the weekend here.
Kyle Evans is the head coach and general manager of the Chase Heat. Kyle, thank you very much for doing it. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah, happy to do it, Mark.
Bagri circling at the point, down deep for Perrell, breaks out of the corner. There's Greeno, and he just finishes that pretty little play right off. Perrell, a beautiful pass out of the corner. Greeno made no mistake, nothing but net there.
On Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, I'm talking with the voice of the Quinnell River Rush, Evan Wolf. Evan, how you doing?
Good day, Mark. I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
No complaints. Let's talk about the River Rush. Before we talk about anything else, let's talk about Tuesday, a big, big victory over 100 Mile House. You called the game. Your thoughts on it?
Well, it was massive. They needed that one in a big way, and it was a hard-working, well-deserved win by the Rush there on home ice on a Tuesday night. They took it to the 100 Mile Wranglers, division foe, the first win in the Battle of the Caribou. There will be a Caribou Cup here, and that's the first win involved in that three-team race. So, again, it was a big one for the Rush.
You can't talk about that game without talking about goaltending. Josh Hager had a great, great evening.
Tremendous, yeah. He bottled everything up. One got by him there. It was a cheeky one. Would have been nice to get that shutout for him because he did deserve it. But 43 stops and a win, that's an impressive night for any goaltender. The goaltending has been great across the board, Ambury and Hager.
Let's talk about the team. Some of the guys that stand out, the first one that comes to mind is Cash Anderson. He has just been solid for the River Rush. Talk about some guys that stand out for you.
Well, Cash Anderson, right off the top, has been all world for the Rush here this year. Consistency has been tremendous in all facets of the game. He plays penalty kill, power play, 5-on-5, you name it, back check, forecheck, paycheck. Cash Anderson is money in the bank for the Rush this year. I mean, Bagri, Kinney, Greeno, Perrell, we've had fantastic contributions on the offensive end from everybody involved. Some great pickups, the back end. Everybody's been pulling on the rope in the same direction. It's just been a battle finding consistency for the whole group. There's been some big sags and some games that have left them behind the eight ball. It's been a bit of a rocky start, especially with battling health issues. A lot of guys nicked up. It's been hard to find line combinations and slotting, which is huge. So I think they've turned a corner here. We're starting to get some bodies back in the lineup. Once everybody's healthy, I think the Rush will be a team to be.
Well, you look at the Doug Burks division and, you know, points don't mean anything to me. It's all about win percentage. You know what? All five teams pretty close to each other. I mean, Chase is playing very well, but, you know, you're right there with Williams Lake, 100 Mile, and Kamloops. Kamloops having a kind of a disappointing start. Your thoughts about the Doug Burks division and where Quesnel can really find themselves?
Well, in the division, they've won most of their, I believe they're 3-1. In the division here to start, which is great, but they've been handed some sobering hard lessons from the Neil Murdoch division. They had a really rough weekend against Nelson and Grand Forks. Now they know that there has to be a different level found. If you can manage to steal some points out of playing against different divisions, that's equity. But at this point, they need to keep up that trend of winning games in their own division and they'll be okay. Going to be another big test of out of division teams here this weekend coming up against Kelowna and Princeton. Princeton is looking great. That's a fantastic team here in the whole league. So that'll be a big measuring stick game for the Rush coming up on Saturday.
Talk about the game tonight against Kelowna, Friday night hockey on the road. What do the River Rush have to do to be successful against the Kelowna Chiefs?
In their last win over the Wranglers, are a big tough team. They like to play physical, like to draw teams into the battle, and the Rush have definitely struggled with staying out of the penalty box and keeping their composure in previous games to start the season here. So in that win, they kept the cool head, stayed out of the box. The forecheck was great. Special teams were phenomenal, and they took it to the Wranglers. If they can package that kind of game up, throw it on the bus and take that to Kelowna, they'll be just fine if they keep that up. And like I say, getting the healthy bodies back in the lineup. Kuhnlein, he's got his first couple games here. That's a massive add for the River Rush, the captain of the team, finally back in the lineup. I'm still waiting on Valach and Burden. Fraun is going to miss some time here, and we're still nicked up on the back end. But, I mean, things are coming together here. They've had a couple big pickups, and the chemistry's coming. The offense has been there, so if they keep their composure and stay out of the box, they can win a lot of hockey games.
And we're going to close off the interview talking about the fan support in Quesnel. It's been nothing short of amazing. Your thoughts on the fan support?
The fan support's been tremendous, Mark. Even on a Tuesday night, 7 o'clock puck drop, we had 400 or more in the building, which is great. I mean, as we're still not quite in full-blown hockey season, it's hunting season, and there's lots of things going on. I mean, once we really get into hockey season here, I expect to see full barns. And if the team starts winning, it's going to be a ruckus place. So it's been awesome. The community's support has been tremendous for the team.
Evan Wolf is the voice of the Quesnel River Rush. Thank you very much for doing this, Evan.
Thank you, Mark, for having me again, and I appreciate it. Anytime, I'm there for you.
This is Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast, available on Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and on the KIGHL.ca website. Our thanks this week to the KIGHL broadcasters, in particular, Steve Smythe, Mike Johnston, and Evan Wolf. KIGHL Director of Communications, Emmanuel Sequeira, Heat Head Coach and General Manager, Kyle Evans, and Rebels Tender, Hayden Hyde. A big thank you to the good folks at I&E Plus Nutrition. Don't forget to use that code KIGHL10 to get a discount. And finally, a stick tap to Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIGHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.